The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman. The love of the Prophet is the soul of Iman.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in Silsila, Soul of Iman. Soul of our faith is the blessed personality of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Inshallah, we are here today with another interesting and beautiful topic, that is love of Medina. You would understand when a person, he loves to the beloved, he loves each and everything that is associated to his beloved. So dear Islamic brothers, Alhamdulillah, we love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That's why we love the city of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam too. So inshaAllah azza wa jal, we'll be talking about the blessed riwayat regarding the sharaf of Madinatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, various other angles of the topic will be discussed today. Be with us until the end of the silsila, inshallah. Before we proceed ahead towards the main topic, let's do a few good intentions. Because my Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir Ahl al-Sunnah, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, the Alim-e-Niyat, scholar of intentions, Alhamdulillah, he has given us a mindset that we should do good intentions before performing any permissible deed or a good action. Because you're not rewarded until or unless you do a good intentions before any permissible or a good work. So Alhamdulillah, we're here. I make an intention that I will deliver this silsila for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. You can make an intention that you will listen from start till end for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. And you can also add an intention. Whatever you learn today, you will remember it. You will act upon and you will pass this knowledge on to others too, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal.
Sure.
As I said, that today the silsila is regarding love of Medina. Let's listen naat regarding Madinatul Nabi, Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zeema.
Sir toh sir ki bulandi
کو پھر تو اس کی بلندی چھو سکے نہ اس کو پھر تو اس کی بلندی چھو سکے نہ اس کو بلدے بڑی مدینہ حصے میں کے آیا میٹھے نبی کا روضہ حصے میں کے آیا میٹھے نبی کا روضہ عرش اعلیٰ آیا اور کعبہ کی عظمتوں کا منکر نہیں بھولے میٹھے نبی کا روضہ کعبے کبھی ہے کعبہ میٹھے نبی کا روضہ عرش اعلیٰ اور آنسو چل چمڑے بیٹا تو ہو گیا دل آنسو چل چمڑے بیٹا تو ہو گیا دل آنسو چل چمڑے بیٹا تو ہو گیا دل جس وقت میں نے دیکھا میٹھے نبی کا روضہ جس وقت میں نے دیکھا میٹھے نبی کا روضہ عرش اعلیٰ ہوگی شفاعت اس کی جس نے مدینے جا کر ہوگی شفاعت اس کی جس نے مدینے آ کر ہوگی شفاعت اس کی مدینے آ کر خواہ نظر بھی دیکھا خواہ نظر بھی دیکھا میٹھے نبی کا روضہ خواہ نظر بھی دیکھا بادل گرے ہوئے ہیں بارش برس رہی ہے بادل گرے ہوئے ہیں بارش برس رہی ہے رہی ہے لگتا ہے کیا سہانا میٹھے نبی کا روضہ لگتا ہے کیا سہانا میٹھے نبی کا روضہ عرش اعلیٰ ہجروں فراق میں جو یاد تڑپ رہے ہیں ہجروں فراق میں جو تڑپ رہے ہیں ہجروں فراق میں جو یاد تڑپ رہے ہیں ان کو دکھا خدایا ان کو دکھا دے مولا میٹھے نبی کا روضہ ان کو دکھا دے مولا اس آنکھ پر نہ کیوں کر قربان میری جان ہو اس آنکھ پر نہ کیوں کر قربان میری جان ہو اس آنکھ نے ہے دیکھا میٹھے نبی کا روضہ جس آنکھ نے ہے دیکھا میٹھے نبی کا روضہ عرش اعلیٰ اور
جس وقت روح تن سے عطار کی جدا ہو، جس وقت روح تن سے عطار کی جدا ہو، جس وقت روح تن سے عطار کی جدا ہو، ہو سامنے خدایا، ہو سامنے خدایا، میٹھے نبی کا روضہ ہو سامنے خدایا، میٹھے نبی کا روضہ عرش علا سے اعلی، میٹھے نبی کا روضہ ہے ہر مکان سے بالا، ہے ہر مکان سے بالا، میٹھے نبی کا روضہ میٹھے نبی کا روضہ۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم۔ Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, today we're talking about the love of Medina, ummati should have for the مدینۃ النبی زادہ اللہ شرفا و تعظیما۔ انشاءاللہ عز و جل we'll go to our مبلغین دعوۃ اسلامی and انشاءاللہ we'll talk on this topic. Dear Madani,
ماشاءاللہ الحمدللہ, when we speak about the love that a person has for مدینۃ المنورہ, or the love that a person should have for مدینۃ المنورہ, it's clear that this love, one of the biggest reasons that we have this love is because this city has a connection with the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi
wasallam,
and this is something that is a big means of our love and connection with Madinatul Munawwara. But when we look at the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, it is narrated in Sahih Muslim Sharif that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam made dua with regards to Madinatul Munawwara,
subhanallah,
and he said that Allahumma habbib ilayna al-Madina كما حببت مكة او اشد، رجاء الله سبحانه وتعالى make Medina beloved to us, make Medina beloved for us like you did Mecca, like you made Mecca beloved for us, او اشد, or even greater than that,
even more
beloved and lovable. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, when he was commanded to migrate from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Medina al-Munawwara, so it is narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua, Allahumma innaka akhrajtani min ahabbi al-biladi ilayya, that ya Allah, you have commanded me to migrate from the most beloved city to me,
that's Makkah,
that was Makkah al-Mukarramah, so now faaskini ahabbi al-biladi ilayya, so now make me reside in a city that is the most beloved to you,
subhanallah.
And so the city of Madinatul Munawwara was the residence and the place of residence for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and that's where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam physically departed as well. Now when we look at the narrations actually, and the summary from the narrations, we can gather that the anbiya, the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, they depart from this world at a place where they are going to be buried and where they desire to be buried. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam departure is Madinatul Munawwara shows the love that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam himself had for Madinatul Munawwara. And there are many narrations as we discuss inshallah as the silsila goes on. But this goes to show that we love Madinatul Munawwara because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and also because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam loved Madinatul Munawwara.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, kham ho gayi pushte falak istane zameen se, kham ho gayi pushte falak istane zameen se, sun hum pe Madina hai wo rutba hai hamara. When there was a discussion between the earth and sky, then earth said, do you know that we have got more sharaf, we have got more rutbah, we have got more status, that because Madinatul Nabi is on us, not on you. No matter you are buland, no matter you are high, no matter you are sky, but we have got Madinatul Nabi. That's why when the sky heard this conversation, his own back become banded. That's how it has been said. خم ہو گئی پشتے فلک استان زمین سے سن ہم پہ مدینہ ہے وہ رتبہ ہے ہمارا. Subhanallah. The Islamic brothers, we're talking about the blessed Madinatul Nabi zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyid al-mursaleen. Amma ba'd,
فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When we talk about Medina al-Munawwara, Zadahu Allahu Sharafahu wa Ta'zeema, of course this blessed city has numerous excellences, virtues, fada'il, and it is also one of the rights upon the Ummatis to love the beloved city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, because anything which is connected to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam should be beloved to us. Now, as mashallah earlier Mubaligh Da'wat Islami mentioned about the fada'il that have been mentioned in the Ahadith Mubarakah, we see that the fada'il of Medina Sharif are also mentioned in the previous books. And also previous Anbiya Karam alayhim salatu wasalam, they also praised Madinatul Munawwara, zadahallahu sharafan wa ta'zima. They also spoke about Madinatul Munawwara, zadahallahu sharafan wa ta'zima. In the Blessed Torah and other books, the mention of Madinatul Munawwara, zadahallahu sharafan wa ta'zima was there. As once Hazrat Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he embarked upon a journey and he had a lot of people from Bani Israel with him. And when he passed through this land of Medina, he found the signs of Madinat al-Munawwara which were revealed in Torah Sharif. And he described to his people that this is the land, this is the place, this is Medina, and this will be the place of the migration of the final Nabi. So the tazkira of Medina, the love of Medina, this is historic, and it has been mentioned in the previous book by previous Anbiya Karam alayhim salatu wasalam. And previous Anbiya Karam alayhim salatu wasalam, we see they in a very pleasant way, in a very joyful way, they used to tell to their people about Madinat al-Munawwara, as was the case in this narration of Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Another incident we find when Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam passed through the land of Madina Munawwara, zadahullah sharifan wa ta'zima, he also had many companions with him. So he said to his companions, what does he say? He says, this is the place of migration of the last and final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this knowledge to Anbiya Karam alayhi salatu wasalam, who came to this world before Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they are giving this news to their people that this is the place of migration of the last and the final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So glad tidings and goodness for those people who believe in him. For those who believe in him, and glad tidings and goodness for those who obey and follow him.
Subhanallah.
So these are the signs, these are the glad tidings which are being mentioned in the previous books. And previous Anbiya Karam alayhi salatu wasalam, they are telling their companions. So whenever they would embark on a journey and they would come to the lands of Madinatul Munawwara, zadahallahu sharifan wa ta'zima, and they'll find those signs which have been given in their books, there would be certain signs that there would be date trees, etc., etc. And by looking at those signs, they would try to judge whether this is Madinatul Munawwara, zadahallahu sharifan wa ta'zima. And when they will find all those signs which are mentioned in their books, then they would give this glad tiding to their people that this is Madinatul Nabi, this is where the last and final Prophet would come and reside.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Beautifully explained. Ali Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we're talking about the blessed city of Madinatul Nabi, zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima. Every mu'min has got the desire to visit Madinatul Nabi, zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima. Definitely that desire should be there. Because the Islamic brothers, when we go to Hajj, right, and that Hajj is a blessed journey, alhamdulillah, we perform it, is one of the fara'id upon us. But then we have to go to Madinatul Nabi as well, because it has been said by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who performed Hajj and did not visit me, he did tafa with me. Islamic brothers, what sort of va'id it is for us to know that we have gone to Hajj, we have performed Hajj, but we have not gone to visit Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How unfortunate those people are, that they go to such a blessed journey of Hajj, but they are not able to go to Madinatul Nabi. What do you talk about this?
Reminds me of a narration that the scholars have mentioned, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a part of a narration, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara is like a furnace.
SubhanAllah.
So it removes the bad people away from it, and it purifies the ones that are in it.
SubhanAllah.
So the fact that we are blessed with the ability to go and present ourselves in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. This is something that we should cherish. Those are moments for us to be cherished.
Subhanallah.
Those are moments that should be cherished by us, and those are moments that should become memories known like other.
Subhanallah. Beautiful point you mentioned. You see, if somebody comes to my house, if he's known to me, if I give him permission, then only he can come to my house, isn't it? There are so many people who walk outside my house, they don't knock at me at my door, they cannot come without I know them, right? This is the similar case, right? And in the same way, Alhamdulillah, kahan ki daulat, kahan ka mansab, kahan ki daulat, kahan ka mansab, qasam khuda ki ye hai haqeeqat, jinhe bulaya hai Mustafa ne, wohi Madine ko ja raha.
Kahan ki daulat, kahan ka mansab, qasam khuda ki hai ye haqeeqat.
And also there's a very strong admonition that you just mentioned regarding those who do not visit the Blessed Rosa Park of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, there would be two types of people over here. One, who made all the efforts, tried to go over there, but somehow they were not able to go. And upon them not being able to go over there, they would feel distressed, they would feel saddened, and they would be heartbroken. And then there would be some who wouldn't make the efforts at all. Now, over here, we need to ponder upon our state that, A, do we actually make the efforts to go to the Blessed Rosa Park? If we do, we are the fortunate ones. B, if we still made the efforts and still were not able to go, and we are saddened upon the fact that we couldn't present ourselves, still, this was not the case. It's not the case that we didn't want to go. It is still, again, the call was in there. It was not in our fate to present ourselves in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But we shouldn't be among those who don't even have the desire to visit the Blessed Rosa Park. We shouldn't be among those who, you know, don't have the urge, the will, the yearning to go in the Blessed Court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is upon the karam, the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whoever he calls. But we from our side should have this urge, yearning to present ourselves in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and also present our plea in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, that give us the izn, the ijazah, the permission to present ourselves, our, you know, sinful bodies in your Blessed Court. It shows how fortunate a person is at the same time, like you said, that some people will not make the effort to even go there. And sometimes what happens is, when a person is unfortunate, he might even go there. But you see people going there, and then a few things happen. Either they will leave very quickly, and you ask them, they say, I didn't like it there. Maybe it's because of that, the fact that Madinatul Munawwara is depriving them of his blessing.
Indeed.
Likewise, sometimes what happens is a person goes there, but he's still deprived of presenting himself in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are things that we should all be pondering over. And as long as we're making the effort, we have this urge and this desire to go and present our salam in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is something, and this is something, as you've said, historically as well, even throughout the centuries when we look, I mean, until this day and age, if you look at the scholars, they've gathered roughly around about 100 names, 100 different names and titles for the city of Madinatul Munawwara. There is no, most likely there is no other city that has this many names. And especially in the Arabian culture, when something has a lot of names, that shows its greatness. That shows the status, the grand status of that.
Arabic is a very eloquent language.
Definitely.
So obviously would have, it is very rich in vocabulary as well.
MashaAllah.
So the more dignified something is, the more, you know, qualities would be associated in Arabic language with
and the names as well, they carry such beautiful meanings, mashallah. Like for example, Taba, the narrations state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named the city of Medina Taba. And Taba and likewise Taiba, etc. These are names that show purity. So Medina Munawwara is pure in many angles, including the fact that it became pure. It was pure from idol worship and any sort of any of these things. Now also along with that, Like we've just heard the kalam in praise of the city of Madinatul Munawwara. If you look at the amount of qasaid and the poetry, the pieces of poetry that have been written praising this beautiful city are being written, and inshallah will continue to be written.
There's no other city.
So once again, no other city has been praised in the same way, in a similar manner. And this shows that that there is definitely love in the hearts of true Muslims and the true devotees and the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam for this beautiful city.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Mama beautifully explained.
Noor wala aya hai, noor lekar aya hai, sare alam mein ye dekho kaisa noor chhaya hai. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu As-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. Aao noor ki khairat lene ko chale. Aao noor ki khairat. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we're talking about the blessed city of Medina. Alhamdulillah, Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman, when he went to the second Hajj, now look at the yearning, look at the jazba and muhabbat and the love for Medina, our predecessors they had, because they had learnt about the sharaf and fada'il of these blessed cities. So that's why they wanted to go. And what happened was that when Al-Hazrat Imam Ahmed Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, at his second Hajj Mubarak, he performed all the arkan of Hajj. And then he became sick. He became ill. So it was the illness was very much that the ulama, other ulama, the scholars, they used to come and pay a visit to the blessed court of Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan and Rahmat Rahman. They did asrar and they said that, Ya Sayyidi, you don't go to Medina because you're not feeling well. Allahu Akbar. Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan and Rahmat Rahman said that if you ask me the truth, the main reason of coming here is the Hazri in Medina. The main reason of coming is to pay visit to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ziyarat Taiba. And the both times when I came to Hajj, this was one of the intentions I had. Ma'adallah, if this is not there, then there is no lutf of Hajj. There is no satisfaction. There is no joy of coming to Hajj. This was, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, the yearning and love of Medina, our predecessors, they had. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, this is what we are talking about. This is what we want to tell to the viewers of Madani channel, that increase this love in your heart, that we have to go to Makkatul Mukarrama and we have to go to Madinatul Munawwara, inshallah. You were seen by, you would like to add here to this beautiful topic today.
MashaAllah, regarding the Ishq of Medina, the Fada'il of Medina Sharif, we find in Ahadith Mubarakah that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam supplicated for barakat in Madinatul Munawwara. MashaAllah, you earlier mentioned the narration. Another narration mentioned in Bukhari Sharif on the authority of Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zaid radiyallahu ta'ala, that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said Hazrat Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam made Makkah as haram and supplicated for it. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam made Makkah as haram and supplicated for it, just like Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam made Makkatul Mukarrama as a haram, I have made Madinatul Munawwara as a haram. And just as he prayed for blessings in Makkah, I too pray for blessings in Medina.
Subhanallah.
So we see Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, historically as well, when we see at the incident of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu salam and the history of Makkatul Mukarram azadahullahu sharafan wa takreema, how blessed those times were and those places were when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to leave Hazrat Hajra radiyallahu ta'ala anha in the plains of Makkatul Mukarrama. How sacred land that was, and today everyone goes over there to perform Hajj. And how what was the extent of the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, and to what extent it has been accepted. But then imagine, that was the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and over here is the dua of Aqa of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua was accepted in the court of Allah azza wa jal to that extent, then obviously the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be accepted to a higher extent in relation to Madinat al-Munawwara azadahallahu sharafan wa ta'zeema. And the narration that Bapu you mentioned earlier, when Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam said in the court of Allah azza wa jal that I am having to leave the city which is most beloved to me, you make me go migrate to the city which is most beloved to you, then Allah azza wa jal commanded Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam to migrate to Madinat al-Munawwara azadahallahu sharafan wa ta'zeema.
When we look at the scholars, mashallah, classically in particular Sayyidina Imam Malik radiyallahu ta'ala, he is reported along with a lot of other narrations that show his love and devotion for Madinat Munawwara. But he is also quoted as one of the scholars that held this opinion that the blessed city of Medina Tul Munawwara is greater than the city of Makkah Tul Mukarramah. So, and along the timeline, obviously many scholars, including Sidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, many of our other scholars have stuck to this opinion. And obviously this opinion is not just pulled out of thin air.
Yeah.
It has backing. So like for example, Huseema, you mentioned the narration regarding the blessings. It brings to mind a couple of other narrations. This is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari Sharif and Sahih Muslim Sharif, that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua, Allahumma ja'al bil madinati di'afai ma ja'alta bi makkata minal baraka. That Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, place twice the blessings in Madinatul Munawwara compared to what you placed in Makkah.
Subhanallah.
Likewise, in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Allahumma ja'al ma'al barakati barakatain. This is same thing, the dua is being made for twice the blessings in Madinatul Munawwara. So this is narrations like this, and similar to these narrations, these are the narrations that the scholars, when they looked at, and they realized, like you said, if the dua of and the supplication of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is accepted, then there is no doubt at all, and there is never a doubt at all, that the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be rejected in any way, ma'adallah. So definitely it has been accepted, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed those barakat and those blessings in the beautiful city of Madinah. Baatein bhi Madinah
ki, raatein bhi Madinah ki, raat bhi hai aur baatein bhi Madinah ki, inshaAllah.
Baatein bhi Madinah ki, गलियों में खुशबू है पर سینے کے ہاں جینے میں یہ جینا ہے کیا بات ہے جینے کی راتیں بھی مدینے کی
ماشاءاللہ صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وصحبہ وبارک وسلم. But Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we are talking about the blessed city of Medina, Munawwara. زادہ اللہ شرفا وتعظیما. Alhamdulillah, regarding sending salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, right? We send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. How beautiful will it be if we go to Madinatul Nabi and then send salawat with zawq, with shauq, with adab, with respect, standing in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Some people, they think that you are going, you're visiting to Madinatul Nabi. I just tell them, forget about any other reason, but just imagine 70,000 angels, they come in the morning, 70,000 angels, they come in the evening, just to pay visit in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the sunnah of malaika. They come and they pay visit in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Not one, not two, 70,000 angels, they come in the morning, 70,000 angels, they come in the evening. Their shifts, they change. The Islamic brothers, can you imagine the quantity of malaika Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has created? Just imagine one angel who has paid once visit in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He will never be able to go back to pay visit in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And sinners like us, we go again and again and again and again and again and again. The Islamic brothers, this is what we are trying to give you a realization, that going and paying visit in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, even the angels, they desire, they were yearning for it, and they wish to come back, but they are not allowed to. They are ma'asoom, they are innocent angels. But subhanallah, how much karam is upon us that we can go again and again. Ji Amar bhai, what do you talk on to this very topic?
MashaAllah, I mean, alhamdulillah, when we look at we're looking at now, at the moment, was for mentioning the blessings of Madinatul Munawwara, the fadail of the beautiful city. These are reasons to give us more reasons to love the beautiful city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam himself, it is narrated that when he would return from any journey, when he arrived at the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara, when he was near there, he would start to speed up his ride out of love for Madinatul Munawwara. And actually, it is narrated by Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala an, that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was returning from the Battle of Tabuk, and some of the companions that could not participate and take part in that battle, they met him on the way. And when they met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the way, because they could not participate in the battle, so they flew dust in the air. And a person, because of that, he covered his nose.
Allah.
And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he removed the cloth from that person's nose and said, I swear by the one under whose omnipotence my life is, there is a cure for every disease in this dust of Madinatul Munawwara.
Subhanallah.
So this is the city that we're discussing.
Alhamdulillah, when we look in the history and look how Madinatul Munawwara, zadahullahu sharafan wa ta'zima, has been praised across. Even historically, the previous nations, they knew that Madinatul Munawwara, zadahullahu sharafan wa ta'zima, the city in which the last and the final Prophet would come, would migrate to, that is the place of security, of safety. Even they used to consider this. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates this incident, that when Bakht Nasr, he destroyed Baitul Muqaddas. Now, who was Bakht Nasr? This would also be interesting fact for the viewers of Madani channel, that there have been four kings who have ruled all over the world.
Yeah.
In the history of mankind, there have been four kings. Two of them were Muslims and two of them were non-Muslim or disbelievers. The ones who were Muslim were Hazrat Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Sayyiduna Zulqarnain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And the two who were disbelievers were Nimrud and Bakht Nasr. So Bakht Nasr was one of the kings, one of the disbeliever kings who ruled over the whole world. So when Bakht Nasr, he destroyed the city of Baitul Muqaddas and took a lot of people of their city as his slaves, then what was the condition of those people? The condition of the people was that they got together and they suggested that they will not find peace anywhere except in Arab Sharif, except in Arabia, and that they should start living in the land of dates and wait for the final prophet to arrive there. Why did they say that they should live in the land of dates? Because in their books it was mentioned that the city where the final prophet would come, it would be a land of dates. This was one of the signs, one of the symbols which was present in their books. So when Bakht Nasr destroyed the city of Baitul Muqaddas and took a lot of people as his slaves, then those who were left, they got together, suggested that we should, you know, we won't find peace anywhere else apart from Arab Sharif, and let's migrate from here to the land of dates. So because they knew that is the land where the final prophet would come and we would find safety and protection over there. So let's migrate over there and wait for the final prophet. Thus, all the scholars who obviously had the knowledge of the books, who told them that final prophet would come at such and such city, they all got together and they left in the search of this blessed city. So they read the signs in the books, that these are the signs of this city where the final prophet would come, where the last prophet would come. And they read the signs and they left all together in the search of that city. Whenever they would find the signs of Madinatul Munawwara at any place, they would stay there and research further to find out whether this is Madinatul Munawwara. But obviously when some signs would be missing, they would carry on their journey. To the extent that they finally arrived at a place that matched all the signs that were mentioned in their divine books. And they started living over there. So we come to know that even in the previous ummahs, even at the times when they faced the toughest of the times, the tribulations that they faced, when they couldn't find peace and security anywhere, even they had this belief that the only place they would find peace, safety, protection is the city where the last and final prophet would come. Even they had in their books. And obviously in their books were the signs were also mentioned that how the city would be. It would be a city of date trees. It would be a city, all those signs were present in there. And even those people, look at the love that those people had in their hearts for the city of Madinatul Munawwara, that they've just read the signs. Today we know where Madinatul Munawwara is. We just go on the plane, buy a ticket, and you know, just go straight to Madinatul Munawwara. We've got the maps and all these. But imagine those people who haven't seen this blessed land up to now. They've just read the signs in the books. Their scholars have just told them the signs, that these are the signs where the last and the final prophet would come. And they're going not only to find the safety and protection over there, but let's go over there and wait for the final prophet to arrive. If we don't see the final prophet, our generations would see the final prophet. And indeed, this actually happened, that when they couldn't find peace, security, salvation anywhere else on earth, they migrated to Madinatul Munawwara. And finally, when they reached to Madinatul Munawwara, when all the signs that were revealed in their books, they matched the piece of land where they had come to, which was Madinatul Munawwara, then they indeed found peace, protection, and they lived over there happily.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Masha'Allah. Ya Rasulallah, Ya Habiballah, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Habiballah, Pukaro Ya Rasulallah, Ya Habiballah, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Habiballah. ہرگز نہ چھوڑیں گے منانا جشن میلاد نبی ہرگز نہ چھوڑیں گے جلوس پاک میں جانا کبھی ہرگز نہ چھوڑیں گے بولو یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ لگاتے جائیں گے ہم یا رسول اللہ کے نعرے لگاتے جائیں گے ہم یا رسول اللہ کے نعرے مچانا مرحبا کی دھوم بھی ہرگز نہ چھوڑیں گے بول
دو یا رسول اللہ کہہ دو یا حبیب اللہ یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ جو چاہو رحمت کھلا ہے آج جو چاہو مغلو دروازہ رحمت کھلا ہے آج تمہیں خانی ولادت کی گھڑی ہرگز نہ چھوڑیں گے بولو یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ پکارو یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Beautifully recited. Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Madinatul Munawwara. We're talking about the blessed city of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Dajjal will not be able to enter this blessed city. This is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And it is also the saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that the angels, they are protecting this blessed city. This is the protocol, this is the honor, this is the sharaf given to this blessed city. The angels are guarding this beautiful city of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ahmad bhai, what do you like to add here?
MashaAllah, as Wasima mentioned, Madinatul Munawwara being the city of the dates, it brought about a narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in mind. And these are things that the scholars have discussed. For example, the scholars, they discuss the beautiful fragrance of the city of Madinatul Munawwara in their books, in their pieces of poetry. So these are ways of showing love. So likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, the summary of which is regarding particularly the ajwa, khujur, the date of ajwa. And he says that whoever eats 7 ajwa dates in the morning, he will not be impacted throughout the day by any sort of magic. No magic will have an effect on him throughout the day. These are just the dates of Madinatul Munawwara. Likewise, we see that now, for example, in the beautiful city of Al-Madinatul Munawwara, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the Mount Uhud loves us and we love it. And it is a mountain of heaven. So why this Mount Uhud? Just because of the slight connection with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the fact that he loves the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it has such a high status that it is a heavenly mountain. So now the scholars from there, they say that imagine, this is just Mount Uhud. So imagine that part of the earth, that soil upon which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, upon which the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is touching with that soil. So now this is why it is a unanimous agreement and it's a consensus of the scholars that the place where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, where his blessed body is touching that place and that soil, is greater than anything, even greater than the Arsh, greater than the Kaabatul Mukarrama. So after that is the blessed Kaaba, but the greatest place is that place where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam is currently resting. So this is the greatness of the city of Madinatul Munawwara. So why should we not have love for such a beautiful city, such a beautiful place, and then we also have the beautiful garden of paradise within there, between the minbar of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, where he is also resting. So in between that, that area has been called a garden from the gardens of paradise.
برباد جائے
عجب رنگ پر ہے بہار مدینہ
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, you seem like.
When we look at the excellences of Madinat al-Munawwara, Zadahallahu Sharifahum wa Ta'azima, and the virtues of Madinat al-Munawwara in the books of Ahadith, we see that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we can probably say that he himself instilled the love of Madinat al-Munawwara in the hearts of his companions, alayhim ridwan. There's a blessed hadith in Sunanay ibn Majah Sharif.
MashaAllah.
On the authority of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that those of you who can die in Medina should die in Medina, because whosoever dies in Medina, I will be a witness for him on the Day of Judgment.
Subhanallah.
What a beautiful glad tiding this is.
Subhanallah.
Whoever amongst you is capable of dying in Medina should die in Medina, because whoever dies in Medina, I will be a witness for him on the Day of Judgment.
In another narration, mashallah, in Sunan Tirmidhi, similar narration, but a brilliant news for those that pass away in Madinatul Munawwara. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that man istata'a an yamuta bil madinati falyamut biha fa inni ashfa'u liman yamutu biha.
Subhanallah.
That whomsoever can die in the city of Madinatul Munawwara should do so, because I will intercede for the one who dies in Madinatul Munawwara.
And then we also find that after this glad tiding, when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave this glad tiding, we see Sahaba Akram alayhim ridwan, how they started to supplicate in the court of Allah azza wa jal that they want to pass away in Madinatul Munawwara, azadahallahu sharafan wa ta'azima, as if this started to become one of like their biggest desires in their life. That obviously they've heard this from the blessed tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now this narration is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, that Hazrat Zaid bin Aslam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from his father that Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu made this following supplication, dua, that O Allah azza wa jal, grant me martyrdom in your path and give me death in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we see in the light of these ahadith mubarakah that Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam is instilling the love of Madinat al-Munawwara in the hearts of his companions alayhim ridwan. And once Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is giving any kind of glad tiding, is giving any kind of command or is suggesting something, then that becomes the biggest aim of the life of Sahaba Akram alayhim ridwan. As in this case, as soon as they come to know about the fada'il of the city of Madinat al-Munawwara, azadahallahu sharafan wa ta'azima, through the blessed tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they start supplicating in the court of Allah azza wa jal to die in the city of Madinat al-Munawwara.
And when we look at this supplication in itself, it might seem quite strained, that how can this be possible, because there's no fighting of any sort in the beautiful city of Madinat al-Munawwara. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he says that Allahumma rizukni shahadatan fi sabilik, grant me martyrdom in your path, and also waj'al mawti fi balad rasulik. So he wants to obtain martyrdom, and he also wants to be in the city of Madinat al-Munawwara as well. But look at the way his supplication was accepted. So not only did he make the supplication, it was also accepted in the court of Allah. So it is narrated that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he passed away in Masjid al-Nabawi. In the state of namaz he was martyred, in the state of salah. This is also a message to us as well, that our leaders, the leaders of the believers, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he is martyred during salah. Regarding Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, it is stated that he was waking people up. He was on the way to Fajr, and he was waking people up.
Giving Sada'i Madina.
MashaAllah. Sada'i Madina, this is something that we act upon in the Madani Mahal of Da'wat Islami, alhamdulillah. Through the blessing of Amir al-Sunnah, he has taught us these ways, and these are the ways of the pious predecessors. So, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, Karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, is waking people up at Fajr time. And then he was attacked, and that led to his martyrdom. So, you can see that our leaders, they were the people that were waking people up for salah. They were the people that were leading salah. So we should judge our state by this, that these are our leaders that are being martyred whilst waking people up for salah. Why can I not wake up for salah myself?
They not only claimed to love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they practically proved it. They not only claimed to love the blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they also practically acted upon the commandments of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They practically adorned themselves with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and with the teachings that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam brought upon them.
Subhanallah.
And because of the blessing of all these combinations, it made them to be on the status which they possess today, that after so many centuries we're still discussing about them, and we consider them to be our guides, our imams, the crowns of our heads, the shining stars of the ummah, the status that was given to them. Even today, if we see, you know, those narrations also exist today regarding the fadail of Medina Sharif, regarding passing away in Medina Sharif. Now, when we listen to these narrations, when Sahaba Ikram alayhi muridwan, they heard about these narrations, they had that urge and yearning to die in Medina Sharif. But when we read these narrations, we also have this urge and yearning to die in Medina Sharif. Obviously, after listening to these narrations, who wouldn't have this urge or this yearning? But then, the second question is, how much do we strive for this?
My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, what a beautiful point has been mentioned, that if we can wish that we should die in Medina, Ful Munawwara, then we should make a supplication in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We should include this dua as Khalifatul Mu'mineen included this dua in his duas, and then it was also accepted. And there are so many predecessors, and Alhamdulillah, Awliya Kiram, they wished that they die in Madinatul Munawwara. The Islamic brothers, what is the reason behind this? What is the philosophy behind this? We normally think that we should give a good neighborhood to our dead ones, right? It is a normal concept. Whenever we want to bury our loved ones who have passed away, we want to give them a good neighborhood. And it has been guided according to our Islamic teachings that if we can provide them a good neighborhood, we should provide them a good neighborhood. Now you tell me, if somebody, we all have to die one day. No matter wherever we die, we all have to die. But if we make dua in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and we die in Madinatul Nabi, Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'azima, then inshaAllah, what a great neighborhood inshaAllah we will get. Allahu Akbar, Jannatul Baqi. That is the graveyard of Madinatul Nabi, Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'azima. Who is residing there? Sahaba Ikram. Who is residing there? Ahle Bayt. Who is residing there? Salihin. Who is residing there? Shuhada. Who are residing there? The great blessed personalities of Islam. We are getting the neighborhood of them, inshaAllah. What else, what a greatest neighborhood will be the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Mujhe marna hai aqa, gumbade khazra ke saaye mein. Mujhe marna hai aqa, gumbade khazra ke saaye mein. Watan mein mar gaya to kya karunga?
Has stated, Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati. That whomsoever saw my blessed Roza Mubarak, whoever saw my blessed grave, my shafa'at has become wajib for him. My shafa'at has become necessary for him. So these are the rewards that we look at when we go to visit Madinatul Munawwara. And this is why, like you've mentioned, mashallah, that our pious predecessors, they would make an effort to reside within the beautiful city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. Like Sayyidina Imam Malik, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, after having performed his hajj that was farz upon him once, he never went for hajj again.
Lord.
Because he did not want to leave the city of Madinah Al-Munawwara out of fear that he might pass away out of the beautiful city of Madinah Al-Munawwara. He passed away within Madinah Al-Munawwara and he was buried in the beautiful graveyard of Jannat al-Baqi. So these are the ways of our pious predecessors, but not only like, we're not, okay, maybe looking centuries back, even we look more recently now. For example, we heard the kalam of the brother of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, Mawlana Hasan Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Likewise, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi himself, Jano Dil Hosho Khirat Sab To Madine Pahunche, Tum Nahi Chalte Raza Sara To Saman Gaya. Likewise, the son of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, Khuda Khair Se Lae Wuddin Nuri مدینے کی گلیاں پہاڑ, مفتی اعظم ہند رحمت اللہ.
آج یو آؤ شہنشاہ کا روضہ دیکھو, کعبہ تو دیکھ چکے, کعبے کا
آج یو آؤ شہنشاہ
is that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, MashaAllah, the entire family and particularly Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, when we discuss the beautiful city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, or when we discuss the love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when we discuss the respect of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, because he was so lost in the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he has essentially become like an inseparable partner. You cannot go without mentioning Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. When you are mentioning the love of Madinah Munawwara, when you are mentioning the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And so in this day and age now, when you want to mention the love of Ala Hazrat, you cannot go without mentioning Amir al-Sunnah Damat
Barakatuh. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah.
So Alhamdulillah, we should really come and attach ourselves to the Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami. Through the blessings of Amir al-Sunnah, inshallah, the teachings of Ala Hazrat will reach and enter into our hearts, and we will then start to see that we have started to develop this love for Madinah al-Munawwara. And then we will be making supplications like Amir al-Sunnah is always continuously on a regular basis making, that Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me death in the state of Iman in the beautiful city of Madinah al-Munawwara.
On the same note, as you were earlier mentioning, as our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, how they would make the efforts to reside in Madinah al-Munawwara just to have that privilege, so they can be among those who passed away in Madinah al-Munawwara. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Khalifa Ala Hazrat, Hazrat Qutb-e Madina, Hazrat Sayyidina Ziauddin Madani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, his Mizaj Sharif, his Blessed Shrine is also in Baqi Sharif, he is also buried over there. Recently, this was also shown on Madani channel, one Muballigh-e Dawat-e-Islami, he was in some other countries where he was propagating deen, he was there spreading the call towards righteousness, he was doing the Madani works of Dawat-e-Islami. He came back home and then he went to Umrah, and over there he fell ill, and in Medina Sharif he passed away, and he was buried in Jannat al-Baqi. So we see those fortunate ones who drowned themselves in the ishq of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, who adorned themselves with the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and whom not only proclaimed this verbally but practically proved to have the love of Madinatul Munawwara, zadahallahu sharifan wa ta'zima, practically proved to love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then such means are indeed created for them, where they are blessed with the privilege of visiting Rozai Park and at times also being buried over there.
SubhanAllah. Many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, the Ushaqani Rasul, how they pay visit in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A beautiful narration I would like to share with you, that what was the style, what was the way of our predecessors when they used to go and pay visit in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There has been a king of Ghazni, right? King of Ghazni, when he went in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he wore a normal wearing. He did not go there just like the kings, they go in their outfits. But he was just wearing a normal clothing, and he was having a container of water, and he was just giving people, and he was distributing water amongst the people of Medina. So somebody, Mali Islamic Brothers, saw him and asked him that, you are in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you are a king. How have you come here? In what way you have come? So his answer was that we are king in our countries, but here we are the beggars at the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Us gali ka gada hu main jis mein maangte tajdar firte hain. Us gali ka
gada hu main jis mein us gali ka gada hu main jis mein are ma
the ways to pay visit in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then another king from Egypt, when he came, so he came with all of his outfits and his shahi dabdaba and every the people around him, khuddam with him, and somebody asked, is it the way to pay visit in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? And he said, yes, this is the personality who has given us this kingship. We are whatever because of this personality. So I have come with all my dabdaba, all of my shan, dignity, honor, just to show Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have provided me this. I've just come here. This is the intention. This is the way you think. And alhamdulillah, both answers are beautiful. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, we should go also to Madinatul Nabi. Zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima. May we go with adab, with zawq, with shock. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept our hazri. And inshallah, inshallah, it will become means of shafa'at for us, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment. This is one of the ways, one of the means to attain the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Aqa Kareem has said, that's why we are going there. That's why we want that shafa'at. Because on the Day of Judgment, Madir Islamic Brothers, Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam will be the very first one who will do shafa'at. And we want that shafa'at. Kya hi zawq afza shafa'at hai tumhari. Vah vah, karz leti hai gunah.
Many blessings of visiting the city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. And this is one of the blessings that when a person visits the blessed city, he gets to act upon this blessed ayah of the Holy Quran. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جاؤوك فاستغفروا الله واستغفر لهم الرسول لوجدوا الله تواب الرحيم. So in this ayah basically, so we are commanded that whenever they have wronged themselves, they present themselves in your court, O Prophet of Allah, and then they seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the Rasul, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also seeks forgiveness on their behalf. Then they will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most forgiving and the one who accepts their repentance, mashallah. So alhamdulillah, one of the blessings
of going there
is that we get to act upon this hukum of the and because the scholars have stated that this ayah, this verse isn't only limited to the physical life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was physically apparent upon this world, but even after his physical departure from this world, this ayah will continue to be a command until the day of judgment for the Muslims to come. So whenever they have wronged themselves, whenever they have sinned, they should present themselves in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then seek forgiveness, and inshallah azza wa jal, through the mercy of Allah azza wa jal, they will be forgiven.
تجھکو حمد کرم بنایا ہمیں بھیک مانگنے کو تیرا راستہ بتایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا
MashaAllah, Amar bhai beautifully mentioned the commentary of the ayah. This ayah also describes the shan of Madinah al-Munawwara, zadahallahu sharifan wa ta'zima, the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And just to conclude upon this, the beautiful hadith of Mubarakah mentioned in Muslim Imam Ahmad, narrated on authority of Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala, that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whoever offers 40 consecutive salah in my masjid, in Madinatul Munawwara Sharif, For him will be written freedom from hell, deliverance from punishment, and safety from hypocrisy.
Subhanallah.
So, mashallah, in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, once you've wronged yourself, come in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then it continues in this hadith mubarakah. We also come to know that the one who offers 40 salat in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, for him is deliverance from hellfire, is deliverance from hypocrisy, and salvation from every other thing.
How many blessings we can mention in a very short time of Madinatul Nabi, zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima. Time doesn't permit us, but inshallah azzawajal, tomorrow we will come back another beautiful topic, inshallah azzawajal, and final comments from another muballigh al-awad Islam, Jamia Abai. What would you like to say?
So there's so much more still to say.
Definitely.
But alhamdulillah, we've heard a lot of things. So maybe just to mention a couple of points to bring together, kind of summarize a lot of what we've heard. So we've heard that there is no city on this earth that has as many names as the beautiful city of Al-Madinatul Munawwara, or that has had so much poetry written in its praise. And the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara is where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would go there, he would be in there, he would find heartfelt peace there, and he'd find peace in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. And finally, to conclude, that in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara, as we've heard, where the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is touching, that place, that particular area, is greater than everything, every place, including even the Holy Kaaba, Baytul Ma'mur, and Arsh and Kursi and Paradise. So alhamdulillah, these are blessings that we should be going to obtain. These are blessings that we should be going, along with the other intentions, these are some of the intentions that we should be going for, and inshallah we'll certainly obtain these blessings.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. At the end, I would like to just say, Huzoor, aisa koi intizam ho jaye. Huzoor, aisa koi intizam ho jaye. Salam ke liye hazir ghulam ho jaye. مدینے جاؤں پھر آؤں دوبارہ پھر جاؤں تمام عمر اسی میں تمام ہو جائے. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
The love of the prophet is the soul of iman. The love of the prophet is the soul of iman. The love of the prophet is the soul of iman.